Baruch today comes with a prop, Nature Valley granola bars. What's the bracha on Nature Valley granola bars? So the top ingredient here is oats. Oats is generally assumed to be one of the five grains. So one would think that the bracha should be mizonos. However, that's not so open and shut. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ches discusses when, in fact, one does make a mizonos on products from the five grains. Not always. So if a person has a kernel of grain, that's hadamah, grows from the ground. Even if a person toasts it or puffs it, it still is hadamah. It only becomes mizonos if a person pounds it, grinds it, divides it in some way, and then cooks it or bakes it, or even if a person cooks it whole, but then in the course of the cooking process itself, it starts to break down or clump together. Only at that point does it become mizonos. So question is, what happens? Not always so easy when you look at a product to figure out, is this a whole kernel or not a whole kernel? What's going on here? So the OU has an article in which the author basically writes, we certify this product, we know what they do. Here's what they do. They take the whole oats, they cook them until they become soft, but they don't start to break down or clump together. Then they roll them out so they're flat, but they're still whole. And then they combine them with syrup and sugar and whatever else, and therefore they stick together from the syrup, not from the cooking. And then they bake them, and they're still whole the whole time. So they write, quoting both Rav Belsky and Rav Schachter, that the bracha should be ha'adama. Now, the good news is that this discussion is on the level of l'chatchila, that even if the bracha was mizonos yubiyotze b'dievri with ha'adama, and we're saying that the bracha is ha'adama, but nonetheless, it's quite likely that a person would be yotze b'dieved with mizonos. In fact, the Be'er Halacha writes that b'dieved, one can be yotze on anything with a bracha of mizonos, except for water and salt, which are not mine mazon. But everything else, you can be yotze b'dieved. But l'chatchila, they're suggesting that the bracha should be ha'adama. Now, when it comes to bracha achrona, then the stakes could be a little higher. But the issue with bracha achrona is as follows. If you're not saying mizonos, you don't say ala michyo. So presumably, the bracha should be bar nefashos. However, there is a Tosus who raises the following consideration. Maybe when it comes to the chameshes mine dagon, that they have that level of status, that they always require main shalosh, no matter what. And therefore, if you can't say ala michyo, because the bracha is ha'adama, as opposed to mizonos, so it should be main shalosh with the bracha of al ha'adama val pri ha'adama. So, right, Tosus and Tosus, well, hold on a second. We never saw this, we never see this nusach in Shas. We don't have al ha'adama val pri ha'adama. So, Tosus says, better to eat in the context of a bread meal and you'll just bench. That's the basic recommendation. So, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, in such a circumstance, if you're having chameshes mine dagon, which has ha'adama, the bracha is bar nefashos. However, it would be best to have it in the bread meal and not to get into this suffix. So there are, I think, a small minority of poskim who take the concept, especially Sephardi poskim, who take the concept of suffik brachos lahakel very, very seriously. I saw in Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul writes, if you have this, no, we hold suffik brachos lahakel. Maybe the bracha is al-hadama, pri-hadama, maybe it's bar nefashos. You're not yotze b'diyeved if you do the wrong one, so don't say a bracha achrona at all. Don't say a bracha achrona at all. But the pashas is, Mishnah Berurah says, me'ikra din, we really hold it's bar nefashos, and you'd make a bar nefashos. So the bracha achrona on this would be bar nefashos. However, if a person wants to get out of the suffix, be yotze, the Shulchan Aruch's recommendation not to get into this problem, so what can one do? So the OU article suggests the following. The suffix only exists if you have a kezayis of the oats b'chdei achilas pras. How much is a kezayis of the oats? So they say it's 1.5 bars. This thing comes with 2 bars. So 1.5 bars will be a kezayis of the oats. So if you have that within a kedei achilas pras, you should still say bar nefashos. But then, that's not the ideal situation because you're entering this possible situation of suffik. If you have less than a bar and a half within the kedei achilas pras, but more than a kezayis of the whole of the product as a whole, so then certainly, you're saying you're bar nefashos, and then you're even yotze this recommendation not to get into this questionable suffik. How long is kedei achilas pras? So that's also a discussion. Most poskim assume it's not really less than 4 minutes. However, In this article, they quoted Rav Schechter saying it's determined for each food based on that food, and you can eat this pretty quickly, 2 minutes. So if you eat less than a bar and a half in 2 minutes, then you have not gotten into this questionable situation. Have a great day, and if you can stack a few chairs, that would be helpful.